Aloha. Thank you for joining us, Voices in the Wind. Naleo Ika Makani. I will usually have a guest that comes on, and the guest will either be with me here live in the studio or will call in from wherever they are. We will be guesting today a man who has contributed quite a bit to my own spiritual growth and development. And this man is what we would call a Satguru, which is one of those very rare and wonderful souls who, through the long process of evolution, has hit a point where he has been able to move through and break through, the layers and levels of human consciousness, going deeper and deeper and deeper within himself until he has hit that point of what we call self-realization. So today, I have been graced, I don't know what other word to say, to have this man. His name is Shivaya Subramanya Swami, that is his name, and we affectionately call him Guru Deva, and he has consented to call in, and so in a few minutes we're going to hear his voice. He'll be calling in from Kauai, and of course we'll have him on the air. Today I will not be taking call-ins simply because of the nature of the man himself, you know. I feel that the very nature of his presence and what he's got to say is such that I think it's probably more important than anything I've got to say, and frankly than anyone else has got to say that I know of. And I first met him back in, I believe it was 1973 or 74, and at that point I began to take what's called his master course, which is a 3-month training program that is actually done on cassette tape, and you know, there's a certain way to do it. And I was fortunate enough to be living in Halava Valley, as I have mentioned to some of you, and had 2 years of uninterrupted time, literally, to just sit in this tent and meditate. It was wonderful. Probably the best time of my life in some ways. And I'd sit and listen to these tapes in the way that was prescribed and had wonderful experiences, breakthroughs, you know, you name it. Because as Gurudeva has explained, you know, to seek out the deeper mysteries of life, one automatically starts moving toward the mystical. And what is a mystic would be a person who lives one-third in the external world and two-thirds in the internal world. He outlines the mind in a way I've never heard before, and I've been in this work since I was a kid. You know, we should have him calling in any time. In fact, I think he might be calling in now. Is he? Let's see.